May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I wasn't going to talk on that, but Braggins does such a good job doing the gospel reading. We've talked from these verses recently, so I don't want to be redundant, but there's so much stuff here. I think one of the things that I've mentioned before that sort of striking to me are the two verses from lead verses in this section from Matthew 4 and then Luke 4. And the Luke 4 passage that Bracken read says, "And Jesus," and this is the literal way it's written, "and Jesus being continually filled with the Holy Spirit." If you ever want to know what the real armor of God is, prepared for battle, is stay filled with the Holy Spirit. "He returned from the Jordan and was led about by the Spirit," or in the Spirit, "in the wilderness for 40 days while being tested by the devil. He ate nothing during those 40 days. But the Matthew passage says, "Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested." It was very intentional. One says that he was led about in the wilderness while being tested. Matthew says, no, he was actually led in the wilderness to be tested. And he was being led about by the Spirit while he was being tested. Now remember, this comes immediately after two things happen. The Holy Spirit comes on Jesus in the form of a dove. And the John passage says, and the Spirit remains on him. I mean, that's what we're after, right? We're not after just a story that 30 years ago I got filled with the Holy Spirit and these are the kind of things that happened to me. No, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit for 30 years or 40 years. That's about walking in the Spirit, being continually filled. That's the real testimony. The enemy doesn't care whether you were filled with Spirit 30 years ago. He's only threatened if you're filled with Spirit today. The other thing is that the Father spoke and said, "Behold my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." So Jesus goes into battle knowing that everything that the Holy Spirit, everything the Father has, is now operating in him by the Holy Spirit. And then two, he's heard the Father say to him, "You're my beloved, and I'm well pleased with you." That's a powerful weapon to take into battle. Because if you don't, because the devil kept asking questions like, "If you're this, and if you're the Son," but when you get into battle, if you don't have that settled in you that I'm his beloved, and he's well pleased with me, and you get into battle, he'll start causing you to doubt all kinds of stuff. "Oh, you're here because you deserve it. You know, you've done this." And it's just really important. Doesn't mean that you have to be perfect, but you have to understand you're well-pleasing to him because you're his beloved. But we always talk about this passage as being the fact that Jesus was under such attack. Let me just spin it a different way. I don't think Jesus was being attacked. I think Jesus was on the attack. He was led about by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. The Lord picked a fight. Here is a man, Spirit-filled man, Jesus the Son of God, but he's doing this as the Son of Man. Here's a man, now filled with the Holy Spirit, now having the ringing in his ear that he's God's beloved, God's well pleased with him. He goes to war. And he confronts the enemy. And it didn't just confronted those last four temptations. The language says he was being tested the whole 40 days. And as we've said before, that when it says it in the Matthew passage or the Luke passage, I think that he's departed until an opportune time, is that this was not because Jesus was at his weakest. The battle started from the very beginning, it says in the Luke passage, and then Jesus continued on his fast. So he was getting hit the first day. So it wasn't like he was starving to death after one day. But Jesus fasting for 40 days, him at his weakest, it was him at his strongest, spiritually. So he goes into this thing, and he goes into this battle, and basically what is he telling the enemy? He's basically telling the enemy, Jesus comes into this battle as the prototype. He wasn't just an example for us. Jesus was an example of us, of the new creation, because we're in Christ. So the Jesus that lived in that body is the same Jesus that lives in this body, your body. We're in Christ, and Christ is in us. So the life that he lived 2,000 years ago through that body, the only difference is he has a redeemed new body that's made up of you and me. And the biggest threat in the world to him is the church. And, of course, the church hasn't figured it out yet. We're a lot like the Israelites in the wilderness. They finally send the spies over, and Rahab goes, "Where you guys been? We knew 40 years ago. We were dead meat. We were just praying you wouldn't figure it out." That's like the Christians. The enemy knows. Jesus went into the wilderness, picked a fight, because he came to destroy the works of the devil. And he came as a prototype of the new creation. He was the firstborn among the dead, the scripture says. Well, you came after that, born again. Jesus went and basically said to the enemy, "Your 15 minutes of fame is up. Your day is done. Because I'm here. And I'm here to take back everything you've stolen." See, the devil said to him, "I have the authority to give you all this. Just tell me." Now, isn't that interesting? He had the authority to do that. Because of the fall of man, they'd given that authority to him. And Jesus basically was saying, "No more. No more." Remember what it says in the Great Commission? In John and Matthew 28. Jesus came up and spoke to them saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Well, when he got tempted, the enemy had the authority. But through his death and resurrection, the keys were taken back. And now he has all the authority, and he says, "I have all the authority. All the authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I command you, for I am with you always, even to the end." I, the one who has all authority, I'm with you. I'm actually in you. Therefore, you have all the authority. And that's what Jesus basically came to say. He said, "We're taking the authority back." And God's original plan that he would exercise dominion on the earth through human beings that love him and that are utterly dependent on him, that's being restored. And your day's done. So maybe it should be, instead of our constant stories are, and we there's nothing wrong to say that, so what's going on in your life? Well, I'm under a lot of warfare. I'm under a lot of attack. That happens. But the most of the time, the story should be, the enemy's under attack. I'm going after him every day. Going after him in my life, going after him and when I see things, lives of other people. And that should be the real story, that he's under your attack. And if you're under attack, if he's silly enough to come against you in attack, to be able to simply say, I had somebody tell me a couple of years ago, they said, "I had this vision in this dream, maybe it was, and I saw these crabs, giant crabs, and they're like nipping at people. It's like demonic. They're just like getting after people. And things were happening to them." And I said, "What do I do? What do we do?" I said, "Make him pay for it. If he dares to come after you, he's been defeated. He's been bound up. You have all the authority. You're in Christ. If he starts the fight, finish it. Make him regret it." When it's all said and done, Jesus came out of that place in the power of the Holy Spirit. And that was his first time we began to see signs and wonders manifested. That's the price the enemy paid for going after Jesus. And it wasn't until afterwards he realized that he thought he was going after Jesus, and it ended up being him who was being got after. And so when you come under attack, we walk that place out in faith. We're led by the Spirit in the wilderness. When it's all said and done, we'll all step back and go, "You thought you were attacking me. But actually, you were the one under attack, and you're the one who suffered a defeat." Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.